This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
From Australia via Zimbabwe. No, is Zimbabwe Botswana?
Mm-hmm.
All the way from Botswana via Australia. That was the the excellent sounds of. Yo. Wait, my headphones have gone. My headphones have gone. Just as I was about to say the name.
Headphones on.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can hear myself now. Sampa the Great. That was not to be confused with Sampa, who's also great but doesn't rap.
Very true.
Have I ever told you the story about when I ran into Sampa?
On the bus,
On the train, then on the bus.
Have?
Two different locations?
We basically shared a journey from Hackney Central Station. He was on my train. Yeah. I got on, like, Canterbury. Noticed his yellow jacket. He's got this really fetching yellow Nike jacket. I've never seen anyone else in it. And I saw him wearing it in this photo he was in with Giles Peterson. I think he'd just done an interview with Giles Peterson. So naturally, there was this photo. And then since I saw that photo, I'd been looking for this yellow jacket. Couldn't find it anywhere. But then it caught my eye on the train. And guess who's in it? None other than Sampa is in this fucking jacket. And he's on the train. And Sanford's just got this air about him where he just looks like he'll vanish into thin air if you try to talk to him. You know what I mean? So I thought, I won't say anything. I won't sort of say anything intrusive. I won't be intrusive. Yeah. And I kind of picked my moment when we were both walking down the ramp. We both got off the train together at Hackney Central. I say together. Yeah. You know, he doesn't know me.
Same time.
Yeah, at the same time, exactly. And we were walking down the ramp, and I just quickly kind of like sped past him.
Oh, Sanford.
yeah, picked my moment there. I sped past him, kind of looked back and went, "Oh, you're sick, mate. Like, congratulations on the Mercury Music Prize as well. You know what I mean? Drop a bit of a make it known that I know what he's been up to.
Start with a compliment, and then the conversation can only go positive.
Yeah, if there is a conversation at all. True. With Sanford, there won't be one, because he literally just went, "Thanks, man," and then he just kind of kept his head down and carried on powering with his suitcase to what I thought might be, you know, a cab waiting for him or something. Such a legend. He got on the bus. Like, salt of the earth, Sampha gets on the same bus as me. And he stands in the, you know, in the spot where, like, sometimes they put prams and shit. Do you know what I mean? And, I just thought, you're salt of the earth, man. You're a legend. You're a fucking working class hero.
That's sick.
And that's the story of when I met Sampha. But that was Sampha the Great.
Mm-hmm. That was Sampha the Great.
And I hope to get her on. I hope to meet her one day. She's sick.
Let's get her in.
We put it out there. It's happened a lot with guests on this show. We put it out there and eventually they come.
Mm.
Very true.
No, apologies if I sound like I've got a juicy mouth. I've been eating these Haribo that they just give you a proper juicy mouth, don't they?
What's a juicy mouth?
You know, you've got a juicy mouth, you've got too much
moisture
in between between saliva. Your tongue.
Very ASMR though.
It is, isn't it? I've got to back up before I get backed up.
Mm. Well, let's talk about what we did.
Yeah.
We've hung out a little bit.
We have, in various ways. We've been winning as well, you know. We've been successful.
Three of us, we went and did, well, not winning, I would say. We went to Players Bingo last week, didn't we? Last Thursday.
Collectively, we have been winning.
Yeah. Two of us in this room didn't win anything.
Yeah, as a FUBAR crew, we did win a lot, but me and Natalie did not win jack shizzle.
Yeah, but you know, it's not...
It's the taking part that counts.
Yeah, I suppose it is the taking part, but when you take...
It's not really the taking part.
When you take part in six games throughout a night and you're seeing everyone around you just like winning, you're like, yeah, yeah.
And there was a kayak up for grabs.
There was an inflatable kayak.
I was looking at that kayak. I realised that by the end of the night, I didn't really want to win that kayak. I didn't want to take the kayak home.
It would have been super inconvenient.
Where is it going? In the garden? Like, exactly. It's going to just like be an eyesore.
Natalie had a great idea. She said it could be a paddling pool.
True.
Exactly, right?
True.
Think outside the box.
Mm. Or the boat.
But we had a nice time at Players Bingo, which is in Camden, right next to the Gala or Mecca?
Mecca
Bingo.
Don't mention Gala when we're promoting another
bingo. No, true. The Mecca Bingo. I've never heard of the other one. And it's open there on Thursdays and Saturdays. And we had a really nice time because there was a live band accompanying them, which played some big songs.
The host was amazing.
She was fantastic.
She was fun.
She was great.
So it's a very nice night out. Now, also, you sadly could not attend, but Michael Payne and I went to the wonderful Mighty Hoopla.
Mm-hmm. I saw the pictures and the photos and the videos and stuff.
You missed out because we see All Saints, who were incredible.
Yep.
Yeah. Were they all together? Was it all four of them?
All four of them. Shaz, Natalie,
Nicole, Mel.
Which one did I use to fancy? I think...
All of them, hopefully.
No. Who was the main one?
Was it Natalie?
Were there two sisters?
Yeah, Natalie and Nicole.
Not the sisters.
So Mel or Shaz know them?
Mel. Mm-hmm. It was Mel. Yeah, I used to love Mel.
Mm. My friend named her her dog after one of them.
Which one?
Her first dog.
Okay.
Nice.
Good.
How many dogs has she got?
I don't know. She only had one at the time.
See, the thing about it,
Mel Blatt.
Was the name Melanie though?
Mm-hmm.
I think Melanie was a very, very, like, it was a common name because, like, there was the Spice Girls at the same time.
That's Mel true, B, yeah. There were a lot of
Mel
Mels
C.
in pop.
I think Melanie Sykes off TV as well.
Yeah, it's true.
Dez and Mel, that was true.
Mel Sykes.
But they were incredible. They had, we were focused very much on Nicole Appleton's sparkly bomber jacket. And I actually have been Googling that. I can't find it anywhere. So.
I think it might have been a custom thing. Because even Natalie. Mm-hmm.
She wore the green chill top.
Oh, no, okay, so not her then. I thought that was Mel that wore the green chill
no,
top.
No, Natalie wore the white T-shirt. Nicole wore the sparkly one. And Shaznay and Mel also wore lovely jackets.
Okay, Mel wore this tracksuit. It seemed like it was patent leather, but it had the Slazenger logo all over it, but it was like, it looked like a custom job. So it literally looked like a bin bag. It was very, very 90s.
Sick.
Do you know what I mean? But you know the kind of get up that Missy Elliott used to wear?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. The really glossy, almost like somewhere between PVC and a bin bag.
Was it tight fitting?
No, it was super wasn't. Baggy.
Oh,
and they were doing all the 90s moves and that. It was sick, bruv. Honestly, it was like having a time machine take us back to the 90s.
We had a big sing-along to Pure Shores.
Yep.
It was incredible. Then we went and watched a bit of Bananarama doing Cruel Summer.
Yep.
Nice.
Loved that.
Incredible.
Shaka.
We watched Sink the Pink.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We watched Sink the Pink. What else did we do?
We tried to watch Kathy Dennis, but she was a little bit delayed on stage, so we had to run over to go and watch something else.
Yeah.
But we watched Chaka Khan live.
And it was... She had... Like, live, I've never seen anything like it. I've never heard anything like it. She takes soaring vocals in her stride so much that she would just do... She would just be having a conversation with you. She'll be just talking to you like I'm doing now and then just hit a note that shouldn't even be humanly
possible. She's not straining her voice in any possible way. She's just talking
she just
and then she busts into this note.
And bam! And it's next level.
It's
and
crazy.
Hits it every time. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Shaka Khan,
I was like, you're showing off that. But I love it.
Even showing off, though. She's not even trying to put an emphasis on, look what I can do, guys. She's just like,
I think she actually has an affliction where instead of being able to talk, she just sings really, really well. But she can't actually have a full conversation.
I hear that.
So she'll be halfway through and she'll be telling you the shopping list. And then she'll go, da, da, da,
So
bang on.
It's incredible.
It's not like Mariah. So Mariah, she had that super high note she could hit all the time. And voice started
range,
going.
Well, Mariah's range was really good because she could go from the lows of like, I can't live.
Yeah.
If living is about you.
To the whistle register.
Yeah. Right. So her range is also incredible. Right.
But it's gone now, isn't it?
I don't know. A few of my friends went to see Mariah play the Royal Albert Hall quite recently. And it seems as if everyone was impressed. So I think she might have had a bad spell at one point. But
I'm pretty sure there was Mimegate, no?
Well, there was miming, I think, involved at some point. Mm.
Shaka weren't miming, I'll tell you that. There was nothing miming about Shaka live. It's such a good festival, though, Mighty Hoopla, because we saw Harriet Rose was also there.
Yeah.
And also Callum McSwiggan, who's up at 6 o'clock, was also... We saw Callum a lot, actually, that day,
didn't we? And he was always in very swift motion.
He was literally at one point just running around. He just ran past us at full speed. It was incredible. But we always have a great time down at From FUBAR every year that we've been. And this is the third year that I've been. It's just such a lovely festival. And we're saying, like, who do we hope for next year? It was like toying between Backstreet Boys and Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah,
oh, like the Pet Shop Boys, Best Thing Girls. That's my tune. That's my jam.
Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, could do that all day.
Put that out there, maybe it will happen. But if you haven't been to Mighty Hoopla, just go. You have the best day out of your life.
Absolutely.
It's incredible.
Brilliant festival. I saw TLC there in 2018. And I saw Shaka Khan there in 2019. What is even my life?
They got the levels when it comes. What TLC headline as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, they got that. They got that. They got the headline.
They pick
hits
the
upon
best
hits upon
people.
Hits.
Yeah, like they have so many great people that play there. And what I really like about it is they have. Well, I saw Snap playing there 2 years ago, and they do it in a kind of perfect, like 15 minutes, 26 sections. So there's not like 15 songs that maybe you don't know them all. They literally play like the power rhythm
it's
is a dancer. Done, done, done. Perfect.
Love that song.
Well, I can tell also, talking about festivals, you went to Parklife Festival.
I did go to Parklife.
Great lineup for that. And Cardi B, obviously, she pulled out.
She pulled out.
Ronson headlined. They bumped up Ronson to the headliner.
Okay. Oh, so Cardi B pulled out.
Yeah, she pulled out.
I wasn't aware.
She'd had some surgery that she couldn't fly.
Yeah, she had some surgery and then her feet were swollen and all kinds of madness.
You
she
can't
was
fly
like,
when you've had a boob job.
She'd had a boob job?
Yeah, she'd had.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the altitude and that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what the mad thing about it is? Like, I was down there like doing a bit of promotion work, innit? Like, but I ended up like I got to see Pusha T. Pusha T was pretty dope. He was pretty sick. But
did he do numbers on the board? I love that song.
I don't think he did. I don't think he did. You
Why
know?
Why would you not?
I don't think he did that. He didn't do it.
Mad.
No, he didn't do it. But it was the whole vibe down there was sick until the rain hit, man. And when the rain hit, it hit hard. Like people were like standing on the little, like any kind of shelter you could find, people were standing under it. So like it got to a point when I was like, you know what, I got a duck yard, I got to go yard. I went back to London like 2.5 hours on the train, but it was like I still enjoyed the day. The day was fun.
Yeah. Right. So did you not get to see the headliner?
No. Because I weren't staying until 11 o'clock because I had to get a train back.
From Manchester to London.
2.5 hours. I would have missed my last train home and all that kind of stuff.
See, that's why Mighty Hoopla is a blessed festival because it London doesn't rain. Things. It was supposed to rain. It was saying it was going to rain. It didn't
all day.
Rain. Didn't
was,
rain.
Rain was threatening all day, but nothing. It did rain the next day. Exactly. At,
that's because Mighty Hoopla wasn't on.
Cross the tracks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a downpour.
Same. That same. Was a thingy. I was going to say though, Mark Ronson should have changed his name to Mark Monsoon for a day, at Park Life.
Anyway, so you renewed your Arsenal season ticket. I've got here my bit of paper.
I have. Oh shit! Here we go again.
Here we go.
Yeah, I did. I renewed my season ticket because I love to stress myself out.
Yeah, like there's nothing like going down to the Emirates and just feeling like, yo, what have I done? Why am I here?
No, to be fair,
we've lost against Crystal Palace again. No, this is crazy.
To be fair, I haven't seen very many Arsenal defeats at the Emirates at all. I've seen a handful.
You know what? I've got to just throw it out there, Michael. As an Arsenal fan to another Arsenal fan, today I went down and I met with Rotimi.
Okay.
And I found out.
Is he a Gunner?
He's a Gunner as well.
Gunner
as well. Shout. Gunner.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. But
that's true. That's an exclusive there. I don't know if it's exclusive. He just mentioned it to you in the interview, but that was fun. And also, Marcel, you made a video for BBC Bite Size on how to maintain a healthy relationship.
Exactly. If your relationship isn't healthy, you end up in a not healthy relationship, which you need to get the hell out of. Simple things. And my tip on how to keep a relationship healthy is to communicate. The moment you stop communicating, things just start going out of sync. And then people start going out of sync. And then when you're out of sync, you do things without thinking.
Fair.
That is
you
true.
Get me?
That also popped into my head, though, when you said sync. I thought, God, NSYNC at Mighty Hoopla, though. Woo! Could you imagine? All roads lead back to Mighty Hoopla. Well, we also should mention that we've got some guests on the show today.
We've got some amazing guests on the show today.
Yeah, we've got Skinny Palembe coming in. Yeah. We also have Sans Souci.
Nice.
I'm hoping I pronounced that right.
I think you did.
It's either that or San Salkis. No, that is San Salkis.
We have Irene on camera today, who is Italian and can give us correct pronunciation, and she hasn't stuck her finger up at what you just said.
Wait, hold on, but there's an AKA. Giulia Crispino.
Giulia Crispino. Very, very, very nice in Italian.
I'm liking that name. I'm not going to lie. I might flirt with her later on because of that name.
And then an equally beautiful name. We've got the legend that is Rosala coming in. And she's coming in to talk to us about her new job at Game. I'm joking, she's not. Natalie's just put Game right next to Rosala's name so that I know who we're playing a game with. But that would be sick if Rosala was just like, yeah, I'm regional manager at Game now.
Let's just square, you know what I'm saying?
What do you ask?
I want to tell you about that. I'd ask
for a discount, wouldn't you?
Yeah, when's the next COD coming out?
I know when it's coming out.
What are the big questions you ask gamers?
The new COD's coming out very, very soon.
Okay.
The new COD?
New COD.
Modern Warfare, bro.
God's made some more animals.
Modern Warfare.
Oh, right.
I'll be.
Shoot 'em ups.
Call of Duty.
Yes.
There you go.
I feel excited that I picked that up. And people call it COD, do they?
Yeah, but there's also the Division if you're into your games. I'm just saying.
No. All right. Well, let's mull that over whilst we play a little song.
Let me give her the like, ooh. Nah. Ooh. Let me give her the rah rah. Let me give her the rah rah rah. Got a sweet one from Ghana. Get gal from all over. Like, ooh, nah. Let me give her the rah rah rah. No way have I come this far. Don't want smoke, you're a non-smoker. Like, ooh, nah. Ooh, let me give her the rah rah. Like, ooh, nah. Ooh, let me give her the rah rah rah. Ooh, nah. Give her the rah rah rah. Got a sweet one from Ghana. Get gal from all over. Like ooh, nah. Let me give her the rah rah rah. No way have I come this far. Don't want smoke, you're a non-smoker. Ooh, nah. Give up the rah rah rah. I got the bad beef from Ghana. Ooh, nah. Bad beef from Ghana. Ooh, nah. I got the bad beef from Ghana. Give her the rah rah rah.
See you next man, yeah, jump out the car. Bossy, I send what electric car. Yeah, what well, am I, wherever we are. See a next man, yeah, jump out the car. Fast, yeah, I send what for day or a half. Wah, wah, party, who needs the car. Yeah, what well, am I, wherever we are. Give up the rah, rah, rah. I got the bad beef from Ghana. Ooh, nah, nah. Bad, bad, bad beef from Ghana. Ooh, nah, nah. I got the bad beef from Ghana. Give her the rah, rah, rah. Look at this painting, she's my baby. I just want Abba now, I don't want Stacey. Big back, driving Mercedes. To the airport, Ray-Bans looking shady. Summertime, I just want all of them, maybe. Sex on the beach and a cocktail's crazy. 10 smelly major, 80s babies. Fuck a suntan, watch his melanin glow up. Champagne, all of them sweet things turn. Roll up, half of the grade get burned. Boys on the hype back then, but it grown. It's not a long, so the drinks get served. You earn drunk on a wave on brandy. Sarah and Claire on the beach all sandy. Ghanaian queen looking sweet like candy. All of them man cops, damn it. See a next man, yeah, jump out the car. Bossy, I send what for day or a half. Wah, wah, party, who needs the car? Yeah, what am I, wherever we are? See a next man, yeah, jump out the car. Bossy, I send what for day or a half. Wah, wah, party, who needs the car? Yeah, what am I, wherever we are? Give up the rah, rah, rah. I got the bad beef from Ghana. Ooh, nah, nah. Bad, bad, bad beef from Ghana. Ooh, nah, nah. I got the bad beef from Ghana. Give her the rah, rah, rah.
Bombastic, young shopper, that's me, Mr. Lover Lover. Damn. Big bombastic, young shopper, that's me, Mr. Lover Lover. Big bombastic, young shopper, that's me, Mr. Lover Lover. Damn. Big bombastic, young shopper, that's me, Mr. Lover.
Inside with the sounds of the Millie Major and Temper T on FUBAR Radio. We need three missed calls if you want us to wheel that one.
Wheel that
right.
One up, selector.
We're going to be giving out a number. 07947.
071, you're sounding live. Keep them coming in.
That was a big tune. Big tune. Very Gary G vibes. Yeah, big one, man. For the summer at home, man. I like it when Temper T comes back for a bit.
That is thing.
I saw a snippet of the video today. Yeah. They're both kind of in very traditional Ghanaian clobber, kente cloth and all sorts.
Okay.
Video looks very sick. I want to check the whole thing out when I get home. But we should get into a story real quick, shouldn't we?
A little story before we get our first guest of the day into the studio.
First guest being Skinny Palembe, and we've got we're going to have a chat with him about his new music, his new album, and we're also going to play a game.
We are.
Game is the most exciting part for me. All right, but let's get into this. A GP has called for fellow doctors to prescribe singing as an alternative to medicine. Dr. Simon Ofer has said he sees patients less often if they join a singing group or a choir because singing has a wide range of health and social benefits. He said, people see me less if they start singing. I really support the fact that they are engaging in something and really enjoying it and not coming to me as much. Dr. Daisy Fancourt, a senior research fellow at UCL, said, a link between arts and health can be traced back over millennia, and singing has been shown to help improve heart rate, blood pressure, mood and depression. But over the last couple of decades, we've started to have real scientific evidence about how and why singing can have these health benefits.
Mm. Well, you are both in the music industry. Michael Payne, your new album, The Nightmare on Elm Street, is out on July the 5th.
It was going to be out on July the 5th. It's actually, I've moved the release date back a little bit to August the 30th.
Oh, okay. Breaking news. It's
more
August,
on that,
August
more on
the 30th.
That another time.
Okay,
but right now, we're talking about
it's coming
about
soon. And Marcel, you've got stuff. But so you're both involved in music, and you both like a little sing-song when you're in the studio here.
Mm.
Do you find that it helps your mood a little bit?
I think it definitely helps my mood.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like with music for me, it's like a release. So you know some people will let things like build up in them, and they say if you keep too much stress inside of you, it can come out in like illness or whatever it is. Because I like to like get my release out via music and just like get things off my chest and get things out of my head and all that kind of stuff, I definitely feel like it's got like a beneficial side of it to it.
Yeah, it's a very, you know, we were having a great time at Bingo, kind of singing along with the band, some big hits there. And equally when we went to Mighty Hoopla as well, we were singing along to Chaka Khan and stuff. I think a big juicy ballad is a nice one to get a lot of tension
out,
right?
Absolutely. Or just a catchy melody. The other day I went to the pub with a mate just for a catch up, and I went downstairs and I started whistling the melody from Heart of Glass by Blondie.
I love that song.
And this kid, this French guy who I'd heard earlier on sort of speaking in nothing but French with his pals in the pub, came down and finished off the melody, and then we both had a little chuckle, and then he went to shake my hand. I was like, fuck you ain't washed yours, and then I made off.
So the music helped you and then ruined that by
and then
the
turned,
dirty
it
journey
it turned into
hands.
like a
it was going to turn into a bar fight, but you know,
yeah,
didn't want to touch him. because he hadn't washed his hands.
Fair enough.
I'll only fight someone if they wash their hands first.
Yeah, true. You don't want them punching you in the face and then getting...
Oh, my God!
You know what I mean? It's like double impact, isn't it? Like, germs and then a punch as well. Like, horrible.
I don't know how it is in most male toilets, but you'd be surprised, including in this very building, how many times I've heard tons and tons of women go to the toilet and just leave them. They don't wash their hands in this place. So, which makes me think... Even though I wash my hands all the time, they're not going to be wet, but...
It's pointless.
Even though
I've washed them, I've still touched that door handle that she's just touched and not washed. That's why I have hand sanitizer. I've become one of those people.
One of those germaphobes.
That's the most sensible idea.
It's disgusting. Like, not just the handle. Like, also, if you think about it, the door handle in the toilet, the handle on the... Like, everywhere is
covered.
All doors
should swing both ways. You kick them open. Kick that motherfucker
open. I do kick the door. That's why they're all locked. Standard.
If a door's push open, I'm kicking that shit.
Yeah, spin the hell out of it.
Trust me.
American football stabs like
also like
that door.
I do it like
FBI, you know what?
Yeah,
just point my finger in there just to make sure.
And put your foot to flush that toilet. You can't touch that toilet handle. 100%. Can't do that. That's
especially
how
especially the toilet handle.
Scrubby.
No one washes their hand before they go to the toilet. No one washes their hands after they go to the toilet. Yeah.
It's
breeding ground.
Because everyone used to say back in the day, which why they don't do it anymore. Do you remember that whole thing? I don't know if it's true or not. If you eat a peanut on the bar, it's got 75 types of urine in it. Do you remember hearing that?
I'm not surprised.
But probably true, right?
I'm definitely not surprised.
You don't see peanuts on a bar anymore because you've got to pay £4 for them if you want them.
It's true.
Which is true.
Sometimes you see sausage rolls on the bar, though.
Where? What?
You've never been to a pub where they've just got the sausage
rolls
on the bar?
Greg's bar.
No. Like handmade sausage rolls. Homemade sausage rolls.
Where is this pub? I want to go there.
I'm not going to say because that's like, you know, that would be out of order, innit? Like just looking and just pointing and screaming at the sausage rolls. Get those off the fucking bar!
Because Marcel's saying he wants one.
Free sausage rolls.
You want a bar sausage roll?
I don't know if I want a bar sausage roll, but like, you know, Christmas. I love sausage rolls at Christmas.
Yeah, sausage rolls are paying, but Natalie's right. Greggs are the best. You don't need to.
You can't mess about with anyone else.
Have you ever bought the Greggs ones that you can buy at like Tesco's and stuff like that? When you can actually buy Greggs like sausage rolls at Tesco's.
That's how Greggs have made it.
They just up their game in it. Like you ain't even got to go to Greggs no more. You can go to the Tesco's and make one in the morning.
No, but there's something special about buying a hot one from Greggs. No,
I feel like the home ones taste better. Because sometimes when you go Greggs, like they're a bit cold.
Yeah, you can't watch Netflix. Netflix in Greggs.
And Greggs don't reheat. They don't reheat your sausage roll for you.
That's true.
So
great. Well, I'll be sending this all over to Greggs, and hopefully we'll have some sausage rolls next week. But our first guest of the day is next door, so it is time to get
find
him
out
into
if he likes sausage rolls.
Yes.
I'm telling you,
boy. Step 20. All time rude kid. So funny, gay, tell. All them three. Yeah. You wanna know who I rap for? You wanna know who I rap for? You wanna know who I rap for? That's real deep, way better known than the 80s. You wanna know who I rap for? You wanna know who I rap for? You wanna know who I rap for? That's real deep, way better known than the 80s. Step 20, the last of many. The last on your sword who came from a penny. The last one to kill the game with a kick. The first one to spray the mic when I'm ready. If it ain't about right, I gotta turn left. You're the king of what, I'm the last one left. Even if it went another 20 years, the legacy I'm left may as well put an end on my chest. I'm rolling around like a spirit that's free. 20 years on, still a lyrical G. Refuse to work for them in MOP, cause I know the path to the wickedest beat. Step up acting uncivil and see if I don't show you the uncivil in me. But I got a future, clear blue sea. You wanna know who I rap for? You wanna know who I rap for? You wanna know who I rap for? That's real deep, way better known than the 80s. You wanna know who I rap for? You wanna know who I rap for? You wanna know who I rap for? That's real deep, way better known than the 80s. Space in your book, I got my book in your face. I got a place for the 8s and the hooks and the 16s, 32, 64. Spray 60 and I spray 60 more. I'm in MySpace chilling on Ustream blogging. Man, I run Twitter chat shit about Robin. Click Google from YouTube, now I'm done into fresh R&B and hip hop that Robin. Gals be like, oh gosh, Williams cool. Bones are like, I went to Williams school. In life, I had a million fools, but I came back spraying at a million fools. No luck in the land of the lazy, they should know I am not silly, I'm cool. If you learnt in a grime school of excellence, you went to a brilliant school. Lost in the midst of the fame, but I know I'm gonna make more hits in the game though. Friends tell me to chill, cause I'm good. Hear them, when I take a war for the hood. See, I do mean well, even if I done wrong. You wanna know me, I put my life in a song. Being on the main stage is the vibe that I'm on. I gotta take care of family and Don, so let's move on. Thank all the DJs for all the radio airplay. We're on the airwaves, getting played on a regular basis. We set the pace, leave regular trenches up. Greatness, we inspire the whole nation. Now we're taking them back to basics. You wanna know who I rep for? That's real deep, way better known than the
A-list. You wanna know who I rep for? You wanna know who I rep for? You wanna know who I rep for? That's real deep, way better known than the A-list. You wanna know who I rep for? You wanna know who I rep for? You wanna know who I rep for? That's real deep, way better known than the A-list.
Damn, that was good. That was One Man and Fred again with a Wiley
on the beat
vocal over it. What was it called?
Wiley on the beat.
Wiley on the beat.
It's a whole EP of just Wiley with disco beats to it.
Why
it's
not?
Really good. It's very, very good.
While not, should I say. that was a slow burner, that one. Wow. Creeps up on, man. You know them ones.
I hear that.
Yeah. That laugh you heard was the sound of our very first guest today, and he goes by the name Skinny Palembe.
What's going on, sir?
How you doing, man?
How you doing? You alright?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. Doncaster via Johannesburg. So you were born in Johannesburg and then moved to Doncaster.
Yes.
How did that happen?
I believe it was by plane.
Did you move with family, or did you move to be with?
We all moved. It was I'm more from Mozambique. That's where my family's from.
Okay.
But my mum was there, and it was like apartheid South Africa, so it's a mixed couple. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
Move over to England. My dad's from Birmingham, so no idea why he moved to Doncaster. He hated it.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. But so it's served me well. But
yeah, I was going to say it spawned you. Were you making music in Doncaster?
Yeah.
So I guess it spawned your career.
I guess so. I moved back last year as well to record the album.
Yeah.
Which was, I don't know, it was very kind of, I think that was like the Catholic upbringing in me was like to go home and like none of my friends are there anymore, and like go home, just like wake up, 100 press ups, go for a run, come back, work on a track, more press ups, run, and just like for a whole year. And then I moved back to London and I was like, why did I do that? That was really, really like, hard.
Could have just got a gym membership in London.
Yeah, I could have got a gym membership. I could have just like took my time.
Yeah. Was it to be around like more familiar surroundings, do you reckon, why you went back to Doncaster?
No, it's just way cheaper.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense as well.
And I could just like be a hermit and get on with it.
Yeah, and that's exactly what you did.
Yeah.
And you've finished the album.
It's done. It's out.
Yep, and it's out. And you're already, you know, being tipped by like some massive platforms. You've got a tour on the go at the moment. Touring a load of festivals.
Yeah.
But then you've got a headline show towards the end of the year, right?
Aye.
Moth Club. Have you been to the Moth Club? Because I love that venue.
It's great. I was just gonna talk about two comedians that I saw there who were dope, but I forgot the name, so there goes that anecdote.
It's a really, really good venue, and we'll make sure that we are down there as well. Actually, our tickets still on available.
Put you guys on the guest list.
No, just for listeners, in case any listeners want to come, because I'm sure they can't get on.
When
the
is
guest
it?
List.
16th of October, isn't it? 16th of October at Moth Club. Yep.
Great research. Yes, tickets are still available.
Tickets are still available. It's a brilliant venue. You should definitely get down there. And Skinny Palembe is a brilliant artist. Mm. We want to play a game with you. We want to chat with you some more. We want to play a game with you, but we also want to get into some of your music.
Yeah, I want to hear the music.
Yeah, we want to hear the music.
Show me the music.
So we should do that first. And if you do us the honour of introducing a song for us.
Yeah, this is I Believe I'll Be On Your Mind by me.
Breathe out, breathe out, breathe out.
definitely smoke weed to that song.
And my headphones are fucked.
One of those tunes, bro. That's a vibe.
It's very much a vibe. I hate these headphones.
Okay, they're your headphones.
That's better. That's better. What, am I not allowed to hate them because they're mine?
Yeah, that's the rule.
No.
It's presumptuous of you, Nat. Big tune. Big tune, love it. What's the general kind of the general kind of feeling on the album? How would you kind of sum up the sound of the album? Would that be a good example, or does it kind of
I think so.
Yeah,
like halfway through, because we got Malcolm Cato in to like co-produce, but I didn't really need a producer, so we kind of like what we're gonna do, and then we kind of figured out halfway through. But his main. I mean, no, not his main contribution. His main contribution was making it sound good. But for me, his main contribution was just like, I'd be like, it doesn't sound fuzzy enough. And then he'd be like, no, yeah, it's cool. You can put more fuzz on. Don't worry about it. Just keep making it like noisier. So on the end of that, there's like, it's basically like the recorded sound like of an elephant at a zoo. And then put it through like a keyboard and like just played the elephant and then like put that through the amp and then. It's like, yeah, man, just more fucking, more elephant, more
That's
shit.
Brilliant. I mean, did you have that much fun on all the tracks? You know, producing all the tracks.
Yeah, man. there'd be no point in doing it if I didn't enjoy it. Right?
This is true. This is very true. So what else does the summer hold for Skinny Palembe? Apart from all the, you know, the multitude of festivals you're playing, I'm sure you've, I'm sure you don't need to work out that much anymore since you've been.
Yeah,
banging
I've given up now. I did the what's the 10K the other day.
Oh, how was that?
I nearly died, mate.
Yeah,
you know when like people are like they're not even part of the race, they just like come out to the corner of the road and they're like, yeah, go on, mate, go on. And he's like, shut the fuck up. I hate this. I don't want to do this. Shut up. Get out of my way. I hate your enthusiasm. Stop. So no more.
Do you feel like it puts too much pressure on you, like crowds when you run? Because I can run like long distances by myself if I'm in my own force.
I can't do anything like that.
But as soon as it's an event or something, I feel like there's just
pressure.
Too many.
No, pressure, right?
No, I needed the pressure. I would like my our lass's parents like were at the finish, and I was like, if I don't get to the finish, I'm you know.
How
if they weren't there, I would have just walked
it?
Off halfway through. But.
How long did it take you to actually do the
57?
57. I can run for like 10 minutes in the gym and be like, yo, I'm done.
But what type of runner are you? Are you a sprinter or do you like, kind of take your time?
I used to sprint, but like in the gym, I'm like more of a like a jogger.
Yeah,
like, you know, I like to jog.
Like you're dancing more than anything.
That's it. Exactly. It's can't do it with a smile on my face.
Like a funky house.
You shouldn't be having that much fun in the gym.
No, you got to have fun in the gym.
I think yeah. If,
not that much. Look at the smile on your face.
Yeah, that would make someone look a bit creepy in the gym if they were having
just running behind you on the gym like this.
Not even on the treadmill. Just doing that.
I mean, I can't talk. Spot. I've never seen a gym, so.
So, we should get into a game, shouldn't
sure.
we?
Sure. Well, Skinny, in honour of you being here, we have got a game. Well, you had a song called Spit Swallow.
Yes, I do.
If you dislike someone, you often may want to spit on them. Don't do it, but you may feel like doing it. Wow. If you love them, you may want to get swallowed up in their love.
Okay,
I actually went for the PC version for that one. So I'm going to give you six pairs of celebrities, people in the public eye. I want you to tell me which one is more popular with the UK public, according to YouGov. If they're less popular, you know, I want you to say the word spit. But if they're more popular, I want to say the word swallow. I think I'll get an answer. I'll just go around and get answers from all of you. So it's spit or right, swallow. Cool. So let's start with Wiley. So according to YouGov, so this is Wiley v. Skepta. What are you telling me? Who's the spit? Who's the swallow? Who's more popular out of Wiley and Skepta? According to the UK public, YouGov. Yeah, guess goes first.
I mean, yeah, Skepta's obviously... Swallow, any
okay.
In this current climate, maybe not
so
10 years ago, Skepta, but
you think
certainly
more popular.
Now.
I mean, Wiley's around, always releasing. We just listened to a disco song of Wiley there, so you know he's still around.
I'm saying Skepta Swallow.
Okay,
I'm gonna say Skepta Swallow as well.
You actually are all right for that one. It is
Wiley's
Skepta.
Wiley's so much more divisive. Than
only by 1% though. Wiley was 13%. Skepta's 14%. So really not that divisive in terms of those two.
Wiley's
okay.
Cooler,
that's official.
I think.
Yeah, it's because he's never there. He just doesn't
Never
turn up.
There.
Yeah, he's almost mythical. Wiley just doesn't turn up for shit.
Wiley's
That's
like,
what makes
are you
him
saying
cool.
Wiley's like a unicorn?
Kinda, yeah. Okay. Except more people have seen unicorns. Honestly.
There was one Reading Festival that I went to and I saw Wiley and my I I just assumed he wouldn't play. So I was actually really shocked when I heard him come out on stage. People were just running because the stage wasn't a lot of people there because no one expected him to turn up. So when he came on stage, I was running towards the stage.
Is that his thing? Does he just not?
Yeah,
often, he just doesn't.
Right. Have you ever seen a Wiley video?
To his own video?
Have you ever seen a Wiley music video?
He's not, he's not in the video.
He hasn't been in the music video since Roll Deep.
I mean, Idris Elba's in a video.
That's what I mean.
But Wiley in the video.
Is that his? Well,
it's his song. It's his song.
I thought it was Idris Elba's song.
They've just got this little kid. They got this little kid playing Wiley in the Wearing My Rolex video. Wiley didn't turn up for that. They just got these random women running around in fox uniforms, fox costumes.
Fox uniforms. The profession. What do you do? I'm a fox. That's my profession. And there was also a Glastonbury.
Makes me like Wiley more. Sorry.
Well, no, I
don't. That's why he's elusive as fuck.
He doesn't. There was a Glastonbury when he discovered it would be muddy there, and he was just tweeting, going, "I'm not going to Glastonbury." He just didn't perform at Glastonbury.
It was so funny that.
Yeah.
That.
Really like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. It's great.
Brilliant. No, I like it too. Okay, we all get a point there. So what about Fugees versus?
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and Wendy. Let's talk about all the good things
I reckon.
Who
I
would
reckon
be
Fuji's spit at the moment? Okay. No, sorry. Swallow. I reckon Salt and Pepper.
I mean, they just came on. You know, I saw them on tour the other year.
Yeah, I know.
Saw them. They were over here.
Salt and Pepper.
Great. Yeah, they were great.
Really?
They did a set with, who was it, with Tone Loc. Colour Me Bad, Vanilla Ice, Coolio.
Mental.
It was incredible.
Wow. It's like a Butlins package tour, but like.
But Salt and Pepper.
Rap.
Yeah, but it was all rap. But Salt and Pepper should have headlined. It was Vanilla Ice trying to follow them was ridiculous. Ice Ice Baby, what else you got?
One
yeah,
song.
Yeah, it's true. One.
However,
rhythm.
It's a big tune.
We'll stick to one song and one song only.
To be fair, I'd hear that 15 times in a row.
It's so, a joke.
Be fine.
It is a silly
okay,
joke.
But. Fugees, they haven't been around for a while. They, what are you saying? What do you think? Spit, yeah. Who's spitting? Who's swallowing?
Go on, Jack. Go on, Mike.
No, guest first.
Always. This has never happened where it's always. No, Marcel. I'm going to Marcel first. I'm going to.
Oh,
pick,
what kind of shit is
Skinny
this?
Went last time. You're going first.
All right. Okay. I'm going to say.
What you're going for sound effects.
Salt and pepper.
Jesus.
Salt and pepper are going to be my swallow and then spit Fugees.
Okay, great. Right. Michael Payne, what are you saying?
I'm going to go the other way around. Salt and pepper, spit, Fuji, swallow.
Fuji, salt and pepper. And what are you going to say,
swallow
Skinny?
Swallow the Fugees and spit, salt and pepper.
Points for Skinny, point for Michael Payne. Zero points for Marcel Somerville.
Why are you so happy about that?
I'm not happy! I'm staying.
Why are you so happy about that? 0 points for Marcel!
No, you got one. Okay, moving on to.
Why is she saying like a bingo caller?
You know what I mean?
Saw this live on Saturday. Versus Shaw Saints. Girls Aloud. Tricky. Michael Payne, I'm coming to you first this time. Alicia Keys or Mary J. Blige?
Wait, you
what are you talking about?
You didn't ask.
I skipped ahead.
In what world were those songs by those two artists?
This is the new one from Mary J. Blige.
I thought I was going mad, you know. I thought I'd blacked out for about a minute or
something. I'm actually trying to mess
with
us, bro.
Yeah, I was off my head in the 90s because I don't remember that being.
Really? You don't remember these hits from Mary J. and Alicia Keys? All Saints, sorry, versus Girls Aloud. Michael Payne, okay. Coming to you.
I think Girls Aloud. I'm not going to let my own personal preference get in the way.
Mm.
Actually, I am. Girls Aloud spit.
Okay.
All Saints swallow.
So All Saints, All Saints with more pop than Girls. Okay, Skinny, what do you think?
Yeah, spit Girls Aloud, spit. Swallow.
Okay, Marcel, what are you saying?
Swallow Girls Aloud, spit.
Point for All Marcel. Saints. Point for Marcel there. I guess here's All Saints. It's Mary J. I'll switch it around.
Bitching by
I'm very excited about giving you that point as well.
Yeah, it was a bit deadpan.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Versus the dynamic.
I'm telling you, you know what's going on now, don't you, Skinny? You know what's going on now, innit, bro?
This is according to, of course, YouGov, the website. So it doesn't mean a lot. But who would it be for Mary J? And Alicia Keys? Back to you, Skinny, actually, on this one. Mary J, who spit, who swallow? Tricky.
Spit.
Spit.
Mary J. Because Alicia Keys had that massive tune.
Okay.
And people remember the most recent thing, don't they?
Mm. Yes.
We're all idiots.
So you're saying it's a spit for Mary J?
Yeah.
You say, right, Marcel, what are you saying?
I'm going to agree.
Mm-hmm. Spit for Mary J. No. Yes. No, that's incorrect. Sorry. They both had Swallow for both here. That's why I was getting confused. And they're not on the same. So it's the other way around here. Alicia Keys, 46%. Mary J, 33%.
Wait.
Yeah, so that means we're right. You said spit Mary J, Swallow Alicia
Keys. Did you? Okay, you are right then. Yeah, you are getting a point. I got confused. I'm sorry. I didn't say it. She's not giving him no points today. It's not my fault on this bit of paper. Someone's putting the wrong way around. I'm getting confused. Okay. Fugees, by the way, and Salt and Pepper. Fugees.
Hold on. Why are you, Gov, running this like...
It's a weird thing that we discovered,
right? We've got better things to do. Why are they asking people whether they prefer Girls Aloud or All Saints?
No, they just...
Are we paying for this? Is this taxpayer money?
It's not versus. It's just tons of people.
Wait, hold up. Salt and Pepper were Swallow, right?
They were Spit.
Okay.
27, Fugees 31, and Girls Aloud were 35 to All Saints 34. So that's how that works. Right, moving on to sort of music, but not more football. You got to hold the game. John Barnes. He's a footballer, skinny.
Are you looking at me and assuming that I don't know anything about football?
I don't know. Or John Barnes. You're a young man and
don't
he was around
offense,
a while
man.
Ago.
Don't take offense,
he was around
bro.
A while ago.
I've got a massive football top trumps card to drop in a minute.
So this is John Barnes versus... Who's this?
Is this Kevin
Campbell?
No. Is it
Rio Ferdinand?
No. He used to play for the team you like, I think.
Ian Wright.
Yeah, Ian Wright. There we go. Point for my.
That's Ian Wright.
Hold on, can you play again?
I got a point. Yes.
Just so that Ian Wright can get more PR.
That's him singing.
It sounds like Bobby Brown kind of era tune.
Everyone turned to that Bobby Brown.
Ian Wright, but like basically doing the D'Angelo video.
So wait, we're voting
between
on who
John Barnes and Ian Wright.
Who people like more?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Sweet. I think nationally, like
Ian Wright's Swallow, John Barnes is Spit.
I think it's the other way around.
I don't.
Sorry, can you say that again, Marcel?
Ian Wright, Swallow.
I don't agree with you. Okay. Fuck it, because Ian Wright's done fuck all wrong.
Yeah.
What's John Barnes?
Recently.
He's been divisive. How can you say that's not a perfect rap for John Barnes there?
That's true, but of late, he's been more divisive.
Okay, so you're saying that Ian Wright would be Swallow. What do you think, Skinny?
I think people love Ian Wright more than they do John Barnes, but as a track...
No, it's not about the track. But we'd all pick Ian Wright for the track, wouldn't we? But you'll say, okay, that is correct. John Barnes has 44%. Ian Wright has 47%. There's a picture of him from the video wearing.
He looks so young.
He does, doesn't he?
I believe.
Who is that in the background, though?
I don't know.
Is that his hair? Did he have hair?
That's his Kangol hat, isn't it?
The newsboy cap,
like an Andy Warhol type of like wig kind of.
I can tell you at the moment, Marcel's actually in the lead with five to four, but it's all to play for now because it's all combined into one clip.
Let's get ready to rumble. Get ready, get steady, now rumble. Everybody rumble.
So it's Ant McPartlin v Declan Donnelly. Who's the Spit and who's the Swallow out of those two?
Ah, good point. Good question.
Deck is Swallow.
Okay, you're very confident with that. Why you say that?
Because Ant nearly killed some people being drunk.
He did. Mm. He did get in the car.
Mm. I agree.
But they're both popular in their own way. I don't know. Who are you saying, Skinny?
In my house, it's Declan.
Declan that is more popular.
So it's least popular.
Least popular. So do you want to say
Declan? I think the British public will prefer Declan.
Okay. And what do you say? You say that too, Michael Brown? What are you saying?
I kind of agree with Skinny. Like... He's a bit of a bad boy, isn't he?
And everyone loves a bad boy. We love a bad boy.
Yeah.
Waiting for his second coming in now, aren't
we? Mm. Yeah. He was ready to rumble that day.
Ant McPartlin is Spit. No, Swallow. And wait, which one's the good one? Which one's
the good
one?
Well, the people prefer would be they'd rather swallow them than spit them.
No, but which one? Do you see them as like the devil on your shoulders when you make decisions?
No, which one didn't drink drive?
Deck.
Okay, so the other one is actually swallow, I reckon.
So ant is swallow and deck is spit.
Spit, yeah.
Okay, have you all got it all right there, actually?
Yeah. It's not fair, but I think
that's... What's that?
That was all right. Everyone got it right. Because Ant McParlin, yeah, it was 45. Declan was a 59%. He said he was.
I'm wrong.
Yeah. No, you said swallow for Deck.
No, he said Ant swallow.
This has never happened before.
I said Deck swallow.
Okay, in that case, in second place is both Skinny and Michael Payne with 5 points, but Marcel wins with 6.
Congratulations, Marcel. How
Thank
do you,
you
feel?
Do you know what? Like obviously I'm an underdog because the actual host of the show, the host of the competitions doesn't really want me to win. So,
no, I tried to fix it.
You know what I mean?
Again,
so, I'm happy. I'm happy. You know what I mean? I'm joyous.
You're Thank our you, Marcel. Aunt McParkland.
Exactly.
The winner.
Not winning to spit me.
And you drove
me,
here as well.
You have
so
to
it's the same.
It, you know?
Your car's outside.
Only difference is you didn't hit anyone on the
and
way.
And you didn't have a drink either.
Very true. Yeah.
So...
Well done.
Well done, Marcel. Well done, Marcel.
Well done. And well done, Skinny. And thank you.
Yeah.
Now go on, finish. You're the winner.
It's been a pleasure.
You should
get the
champion gets to.
No, I was just saying it was a pleasure. I enjoyed your company.
You weren't all coy.
I know, it's because you put pressure on me. I don't like being put up on me.
Really sincere that. I felt
he meant it. He's never done that.
We're shaking hands.
All
guys,
of these things are so fake most of the time.
You know what I'm saying?
But that little smile just made me feel really appreciated.
Yeah, man, we're authentic guys out here, you know? Authentic guys.
I'm talking about
and
him.
And gal.
I like you, Skinny.
Well, thank you so much for passing through to talk to us about the album, the music, the tour that you're currently on. But where can people find out more information about you on the social media platforms?
It's all Skinny Palembe.
All of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely every aspect of that shit. Nice and easy. Skinny Palembe. Thank you once again, Skinny Palembe, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to get into some music right now. When we come back, we've got two more guests coming up, Sans Souci and Rosala.
And before that, we've got Ian Wright's new tune.
Oh, wait.
Concert
That's Mama Ho by Bantu Mental. Very, 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 very sinister sounding song there.
It's a French producer with a kind of Congolese element to it, but it works.
It sounded like something from Terminator, didn't it? It sounded
I felt like it was like Blade, you know, Blade.
Yeah.
Like he's walking into a club about to fight a bunch of vampires.
Uh-huh. Something definitely sci-fi or horror.
I was getting that kind of element.
It's guanin. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Bantu Mental with Mama Ho. We've got our second guest of the day in. Shout out to Skinny Palembe for being our first. But now over to Sans Souci.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
We've been deliberating all show how you pronounce your name.
It's a common topic.
Yeah, because we say Sans over here as a Gallicism, I think it's called. Gallicism? Yeah, when we steal something from French.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur, that's an example. Hors d'oeuvres, loads, right? A lot of our language is made up of words stolen from French.
Yeah.
And sans, which means without.
Yes.
It means the same thing in French, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, but it's literally French. Sans. Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
but what does the souci mean?
Worries. So it's
worries.
Yeah, no worries.
Like Hakuna Matata.
Exactly.
I'm literally going to start saying your name.
We revealed it.
A French translation of Hakuna Matata.
Yes.
Live on air.
Sounds nicer.
It does.
It should have been Sans Souci in Lion King.
Sans Souci.
It's Sans Souci. It's just a Sans Souci. A Sans Souci.
I'm going to think about a jingle for that.
100%. 100%.
I think you just got one from Michael Payne there.
Yeah,
it's done.
Recorded.
Extend
take that.
The sword.
We'll email that to you later. Don't worry.
Thank you.
So you're French?
Yeah. So I'm Italian.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, okay, cool. Italian. Yeah, Italian, right.
I'm half Italian, half Congolese.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm using this French name, because half of my family calls me like that. The Congolese side of it, they call me Sans Souci because I'm usually the most carefree person in the family ever since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it really represents me as an artist. Yeah. So I just decided to pick it up.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. Apologies, because I did actually read that you are Italian. But it was just the French name that kind of...
It's confusing. It is.
And are you as carefree when it comes to approaching your music as well? Or is that the kind of thing that you're really serious about?
Well, it depends. I'm really serious about my music, but also carefree in a way that I think I embrace fully my creative process, and I try to embrace what I can do at the moment and fulfill my potential musically and creatively.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that I'd like to keep with me for as long as I do music and art.
Nice. And you're on the road a lot, aren't you? You perform quite a bit. You've got a gig coming up with a friend of ours, actually, Joel Culpepper, in July.
Yeah.
But you recently played Servants Jazz Quarters, right?
Yes, I did. It was
last Sunday.
Yeah, it was great.
That seems like the type of day to go and see Sans Souci play live. A Sunday.
A chilled Sunday,
right?
Yeah. It was great. I played on a trio setup. It was a sold out show.
Nice. Congrats.
I think it was the best way to present the EP that I just released.
Yeah.
In a very quiet environment with people that are just keen to listening.
Yeah.
And it's nice to put out your own show.
Yeah, so absolutely. Was it nerve-wracking, kind of, in the run-up to the show?
Yes, it was. But I find it really interesting how you can kill your ego while you're performing. So once you're there, you've got a responsibility. So no matter how you feel, you always need to battle that to give the best of your performance.
Yeah,
and that was a great experience for me to grow in general.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Like you can't always feel extremely great when you have to perform. You just need to accept it and present it.
Express whatever
way.
You're feeling maybe in the performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's your pre-show ritual? Do you have one? What do you do to kind of...
Calm
the nerves, exude this carefree attitude that you have.
Well, I practice meditation in general, so I never do a show without having meditated on the same day, obviously.
Okay.
And then I think I try to prepare myself as much as I can just practicing every day and trying to learn different things and new things every day really helps you to be confident on stage. It's not like you've learned how to play your songs and you composed your song and then you forget about it. I think we always need to remember that we're student and we need to practice our own craft.
Yeah, yeah.
So that makes me feel confident on stage.
Okay. Well, speaking of kind of you know, practicing and being a student, you've been likened to like Leanne LaHavas, who I think is great, and obviously James Blake, who I think the whole world thinks is great. Yes. But who do you look up to? Who kind of inspired you to start making music?
Oh, I think, well, I must mention Lauryn Hill. I think I would have never started playing guitar without looking at Lauryn Hill. Because I really believe she was a pioneer in the way she presented her music, very honestly, and she really embraced herself. And I also believe that for women, it was really empowering to see another woman playing guitar, playing R&B and singing. We can look at other guitarists like Jimi Hendrix and John Frusciante, but for a woman,
yeah, it's true.
It's really empowering to see another woman and
especially
be like
a black woman as well, because it really and truly it's like her, India Arie and Tracy Chapman
exactly,
that I can think
exactly,
of off the top of my head that will bang out the guitar and you know.
So the MTV Unplugged was definitely one of my...
I was going to say, yeah, that must be one of your favourite albums, right?
Crying together with her be like, okay, I'm going to buy a guitar and I'm going to start.
What's your favourite track of hers?
Ah, I think... Let me be kind and selfish without being blind. And though I may suffer.
Yeah. What's it called?
Tell him.
That's it. Yeah. I was just trying to think of the guitar.
That song is sick. That song is actually wicked.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, she's got a beautiful voice, man. Have you ever seen Sister Act 2?
Yes, of course.
That is like, even before anyone knew about the Fugees or and you know it was so nice because there was this massive gap between Lauryn Hill and Sister Act 2 and the Fugees releasing the score.
They're blowing up, innit?
Do you know what I mean? She is brilliant, isn't she? Yeah. I think a lot of people kind of can forget just how legendary, multi Grammy winner.
That's true.
A living legend. Well, we should get into some of your music.
Yeah, sure.
That's what we should do now. But if you do us the honour of introducing it for us.
Yeah, so we're playing Moon Shows, which is a song, the only song I wrote about a relationship, but I think it's really helpful to write about it when you talk about love and unconditional love, just going back to earth and just showing also a little bit of grief. So this is Moon Shows. Enjoy it.
As you don't need me there, I'll be fine. Feels like we couldn't stay in the same house. All I promised was to love you and not to break my vow. Me. It'd be easy to apologize, but I'd rather be right. I never used to tie my pride with anger, but I used it to betray your trust, and with it my temper. You don't need me there, I'll be fine, I'll be fine, I'll be fine.
Lovely.
That is a lovely voice right there.
Thank I'm going to have to agree with Stereo Fox and with the enchanting vocals description. I think that's the best description.
100%.
Thank you.
You can give great music, lovely, lovely. I'm actually vexed that we didn't do this interview sooner and therefore get the opportunity to come and see you live last weekend.
Well, you can come to the Eurovision Festival.
Yes, of course. There is a live gig coming up on the 3rd of July supporting Joel Culpepper at the Eurovision Festival.
Yes, yes.
Where's that going to be?
It's going to be at Under the Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm supporting him. Really excited to support him. It's kind of my first big opening act.
Mm.
So it's going to be a fun night.
I'm sure you'll tear it up. Well, not tear it up. You know, it's not like you're making dubstep and shit. You know what I mean? Jungle.
You might tear it up, though, from here.
That's true. Yeah, you might make some people tear up.
Tear up. Oh, know? Yeah, that's an emotional song.
Emotive vocals. Yeah, for real, for real. Where is Under the Bridge? Is that the one that's in Chelsea?
I think it is. I think it is in Chelsea.
I'm gonna find it.
On the Stamford Bridge.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is, isn't it? I think it's under Stamford Bridge. I think that's why it's called Under the Bridge.
Possibly.
So if you do hear booing, then that's just me, but that's towards Chelsea, not you.
Don't worry.
Okay, I won't. There's a conflict of interest here. Yeah.
Is that
you
where
are
it is? I am correct.
To verify, you are correct.
It's under.
It's good for you to know.
It's a good venue, though. It is a nice venue. It's a nice venue to play at.
It's just a shame about the location, isn't it, really?
Ignore that.
But ignore that, yeah. Power through, ladies.
No,
and
it
gentlemen.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're going to be seeing Sanssouci. So
this
that
is true.
All that it, counts
this
right
is very
you'll
true.
Forget about where you are.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Think for the Emirates. It'll be amazing.
And do you watch a lot of sport yourself, or participate in any sport yourself?
I don't watch a lot of sport. Mm. I must say, apart from the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that brings everyone together, though. I like that. Yeah. That's what I love about
but
the
like
Olympics.
But like football, like yeah, I used to be a huge fan of Juventus, which is a soccer team. From
Yeah.
I even went to the Champions League final in Germany sometime like 4 years ago, Barcelona and Juventus, and it was really sad because obviously we lost the match But yeah, apart from that, I think I keep myself healthy with like jogging and walking and doing exercise constantly.
Nice. Yeah. Well, damn, it's really annoying because we've got to we have to say goodbye now. But like, thank you so much for passing through, talking to us about the music. Before you go, let people know where they can find you on the socials so they can keep abreast of all the shows that I'm sure you're playing later on in the year.
Yeah, so you can find me online everywhere on Sanssouci Music, which is S-A-N-S-S-O-U-C-I-S, which is difficult to spell. And yes, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere really, Spotify.
And the EP's out now.
It is.
Came out on the 31st of May.
Yes.
Definitely going to tune into that tonight.
Get tickets to Inner Visions Festival if you want to see Sanssouci. That's down at Under the Bridge on the 3rd of July. Get the EP, learn all the words,
and then bring we'll a tissue along.
Yeah, exactly. But make sure you bring a tissue as well for the emotion. Thank you so much
for joining us.
We should get into a song now, real quick. And when we come back, we'll be talking to you about, we're talking to each other, but you can just listen in if you want, about all the weird shit that's been going on in the world. And also, we're going to be talking to Rosala towards the end of the show.
Don't wanna walk through you, just wanna talk to you under the monorail out by the docks so blue, where all the plankton shine with all their neon minds under the stars.
Big Mail, John Henry Boulevard. Gonna sing the Mr. Big Mail. Once it's done.
Grimshire with Through You featuring Georgia and Muldrow.
That was nice.
Very jazzy. Very hip hoppy. We've just been talking about Love Island.
We
while that song was playing.
Well, of course, because we have an insider. Well, not an insider, we have a former.
We've got a veteran. We've got a Love Island veteran.
I have so much knowledge.
Would you say you were a contestant on that show?
A contestant.
Of course he was.
That's the right word,
but
right?
You're a finalist, aren't you?
Yeah, you made it.
You're a winner.
More than just finalist. A contestant. You know he's a motherfucking finalist.
I was the first boy in and, literally, last boy out of the villa. No, I'm saying. That's a record. Just saying.
We were just talking about Sharif's exit.
Yeah.
And theories abound as to why he was booted out of the villa, but the three most popular,
yeah,
or notorious, depending on how you look at them.
Notorious.
Doctor said I need about 3 weeks of recovery. All the nurses is loving
notorious.
Me.
Notorious.
All right, yeah. So the three big kind of theories as to why Sharif. In at number three.
Well, at this point, we should say unsubstantiated because we don't know.
Unsubstantiated.
Sure.
No, like I said, they're just theories.
There's no facts. Just there's
no facts.
But
they're facts, just theory.
There's three rumours that are circulating upon the social media.
Number three. In at number three, Sharif had a fight with a member of, with one of the Islanders.
Hold on. Can you say that? Can you go into, can you do it again? We're about to
go on, give us the music. In at number three this week, top three reasons why Sharif got kicked out of the villa. Number three, he had a fight with Anton because Anton said something racist to him.
That's a rumor.
That's number three.
But the same rumor, I heard about the whole Anton and Sharif beef was. Obviously, Sharif's with Anna, yeah?
Yeah.
Anton fancies Anna now, so he was trying to move to her, innit? And Sharif was like, yo, bro, if you wanna talk to my girl, come and talk to me first. So let's go and have a conversation. They went and had a conversation. Conversation got heated.
Right.
And Sharif's gone, yo, bro, allow it, bro. And then they got into her rockers. I don't think that's a fact. I don't think that's right.
Okay, so you don't think number three is the one?
Nah, because I don't think Sharif would get into a fight. I think getting into a fight while you're on Love Island, you know the rules, innit? Fighting is definitely something that you're gonna get dashed out for. And I don't think, like, if you get the opportunity, you wouldn't be stupid enough to actually have a fight.
All right, but let's be brutally honest, right? Let's look at what might have been going through Sharif's mind at the time, right? Because if I was Sharif, these are the things that would have been going through my mind. Sharif probably knows that he hasn't featured in that. And I'm not saying that this rumor, number three, is true, but I'm just saying that if it were true, I'm just trying to dissect his thinking behind why he would feel it. A viable resort to start fighting. Okay, he's possibly the least popular male on there. Let's be brutally honest.
Real talk,
like,
though.
The least screen time, at least.
But this is the thing. He doesn't know how much screen time he's getting.
That's a good point. But he never says anything. And he always looks miserable.
Yeah, he always looks miserable. But he's been grafting on Anna, and he's been like their relationship has kind of been blossoming a little bit. He got a little lips and all them kind of things like that.
They're not like you and Gabby, for instance. Do you know what I mean? You and Gabby were doing the Love Island thing.
I
like you too.
But listen, me and Gabby didn't happen until the second week.
Yeah.
The first week I was in there, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, but you're Marcel though. Yeah, but the thing is, you're Marcel, and you're ever the optimist. This is what I love about you.
Yeah,
you are an optimist. It's true. Let's be brutally honest, right? You're an optimist. I can't see you down for too long.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you? Sharif, now.
The way you just started laughing, man.
He's Love Island's Captain Holt. That motherfucker will be happy, and he'll just be like, "Yeah, I'm fucking over the moon right now." You know,
is he one of those that's like, that's just really funny without laughing?
He just never smiles. Yeah, honest. When was the last time you saw Sharif smile? What do his teeth look like?
It's true.
Do you know what I mean? Can you even verify that he has teeth? I bet you can't.
He might have a grill. I don't know.
Exactly. Oh, no, he could have a full grill.
Okay. Right, let's move on to theory number two, please.
Okay, so theory number two, and I'm just trying to break it down.
Yeah, no, I hear
so
that.
So theory number two is that Sharif had a mobile phone in the villa and was on Instagram Live.
Hey, listen, listen.
Listen,
that is mad, because if it was on Instagram Live, 100%, there were people would have been going mad.
The producer would have been commenting and going, Sharif, we can see you.
We can see you, bruv. But no, but to kind of debunk that one, do you know how hard it is to get a phone into that villa?
So that's a very good point.
Basically, you're at home, you pack your suitcase, someone comes to your house, your chaperone comes to your house, goes through your whole suitcase.
Wow.
And then you go.
Right.
You fly out of there. You're on lockdown for like 10
yeah, they
days,
don't even. I heard that they don't even let the islanders near each other.
No,
they're in different kind of.
It's basically people are on the phone. I'm taking MS to the shop. Make sure you don't go to the gym at this time. Blah blah blah. It's like.
Yeah, but you get that day off, because that's what that guy said on the.
Yeah, but that's only
day,
after you. But that's only after you've been on Love Island. Yeah, that's once you're in there.
That's once you're in there.
The day off is every Saturday, so they can clean the villa, isn't it?
Yeah. So basically, you're out there for 10 days, and then on the 10th day, when you're about to go into the villa, security come into your hotel room and they're like, "We're going for your bag again." Oh. So really, and truthfully, like you don't know when they're gonna turn up.
Yeah.
So if he's hiding his phone somewhere, I don't know where he's hiding it, because he had to plug that.
Yeah.
If he plugged
and,
that,
and it's an iPhone X.
If it's an iPhone X and you're on Instagram,
no wonder
bro,
he was walking in there a little
mate,
bit nervous.
No wonder he's not smiling.
No wonder he was looking
stiff. No wonder he's smiling.
You know what I mean?
No,
he only got out the other day, which is why he started smiling after. He's like, "Yo, I feel bare relieved. You know, I went to Taylor finally." Like, because sometimes you get stage fright when you go to a new place, like it's hard to go to the toilet. Like, it was hard for me to go to the toilet. Like,
but he would only do silent but violence, though, because if you've just plugged the fucking iPhone X, that's not going to touch the... All you're going to is...
No, but I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, that's I think that one's out of the window.
Yeah.
Number one.
Mm-hmm. Number one. I don't even know if I can repeat this on air. So the number one rumour about the reason Sharif was booted out of the Love Island villa was because he was masturbating in the jacuzzi.
You know what? Like for me,
that's the only one I can't work out.
It's crazy because it's so out there. But I think that's the most. That's potentially, because what he's come out and said is, "I made a stupid mistake. I shouldn't have done it." Like,
he did.
It, like,
yeah. Can we try and find this quote? Because maybe we should break down the words he used in his apology.
Because I'm thinking maybe the jacuzzi was on, like the bubbles were flowing, like
the top
obviously,
Google search for Sharif is apology. By the way,
yeah, that's
got
mad.
It, got it here.
Obviously, like the bubbles are flowing. Like he's not had any sexual contact for like a good few weeks now.
Yeah.
Like he's in there by himself.
Uh huh.
Like he's maybe seen Anna from across the garden.
Mm-hmm.
Marcel, they get us on the screen.
The bubbles are floating.
Do you want to read out his
source?
Apology?
I just like to say, a source from Love Island told The Mirror, "Sharif made a silly mistake and was immediately summoned to the beach hut. It wasn't a criminal matter, and he was spoken to and agreed to leave." That does sound like wanking in the jacuzzi.
My first reaction was why that. Well, one should be if it's disgusting. But I suppose if you think about like. Maybe you think, oh, the bubbles, it won't
yeah,
be
the bubbles,
seen.
Yeah, like, there's bubbles seen. In there, like, your hand movement could be a slow movement, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What did he say?
He was taking his time.
He said, "I regret that I didn't conduct myself in the right way, and as a 20-year-old guy, it's something I know I would take on board and learn from. I really enjoyed my time in the villa and look forward to catching up with everyone on the outside."
I don't think anyone's going to be catching up with him. No one's going to be shaking his hand anyway.
He actually said it in a case of poor judgment, I broke the villa rules.
Yeah, see, poor judgment. He thought the camera weren't on the jacuzzi. You know, like, it's night time. I'm just going to just have a little thing, you know? And I think personally...
Do you reckon he got a bit excited after lips in Anna?
Yo, like, you know what I mean?
I can't keep this in.
It was like, yo, this is mad. Like, I followed her on Instagram for bare time. I lipstick now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This
like,
is true.
Yo, he's 20, man. Like...
Because there's nowhere to hide in that villa, is there, like, to do stuff
there's,
like that?
There's toilets, but at the same time, if you're in a toilet, like, there's a camera that's bang on you. Like, so really, true, if you wanted to do one in there, there's no bubbles to cover it.
Yeah.
Just
damn.
Saying.
Does that, would someone
go to the bedroom,
you?
You're under the cover like
no,
this.
You can't hide
your hands are seeing it. It's mad.
It's flames. Even it's in, mad. In the night vision
it's
thing.
Peak. Exactly.
The night vision
exactly.
thing is even worse.
That's even worse, bro. That's even worse. So the bubbles were the only thing that could cover him doing what he needed to do.
And there's a camera in the shower.
But there's not one in the shower, but there's one on the shower.
Right. So, no, but then the shower, you can't shower, shower naked, outside, though, can you? Yeah, it's a shower outside.
The shower outside, you can't be, well, like, you can kind of, like, cup your whatever, cup your bits. Yeah. But the one inside, there's like kind of like a kind of like
a screen.
Yeah, like a kind of like clouded out area to glass.
Okay, what about like having a little dip in the sea?
The sea.
You can't get to the sea.
It's either the pool or the jacuzzi, innit? And really, should be like both of them are communal, innit? So if you are doing it in there, you're basically contaminating that water. So they might kick you out for doing such a thing.
Yeah.
Because, wait until that day off.
Because you're not allowed to be. Like actually naked around any people unless you're in bed or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so. Never mind all that. Rosalía's next door. We're getting her into the studio after this song.
So you mean to say you haven't loved a little since I've gone. I think you meant to say you haven't tried to get out on your own. So you mean to say you haven't lost the feeling of my skin? I think you meant to say you haven't lost the feelings for me. I'm falling. Peace of love. I'm falling. Peace of love. I'm falling. Peace of love. I'm falling. So you mean to say.
Sequoia Murray with Penalties of Love. And I think if what we were sort of discussing about Sharif is
he paid the full penalty of love.
Right.
Wow, it's actually a pun in it's
perfect song.
I actually don't think Sequoia had written that song till he got through. I was inspired. I think he by his exit, not like,
what's
yeah,
happened to Marcel? Let me tell you what I think happened through the medium of song.
Is this you, Marcel? Your seat or Tigre? Are you Sequoia Murray?
Sequoia Murray.
It's literally me. I was like, yo.
Oh,
But anyway. No, I do hope we do. I hope we find out. I hope we find out. In the meantime, we've got a fucking legend in the studio with us right now. And she's already filled the studio with good vibes, telling us we're handsome and beautiful.
The
and
compliments,
all that.
But I was like, oh,
she's wearing leopard print. Damn it!
And
can't
and
go wrong with a leopard print.
And she sang one of the biggest dance tunes, like literally ever in history.
Wow. It's a fact.
Point blank. Period. Americans say with the T on the end.
Underlined.
Period.
Fact.
Undeniable fact.
You can see we're excited that you're
here. I am flying, literally.
But
literally.
Basically, you're going to spend half an hour doing this intro.
I love it.
And then by the time we actually introduce you, it'll be the end of the show. No, it is Rosala.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Great to be here. Wonderful to have you.
It's great to have you. I never thought I would be meeting you.
Wow.
All those years ago when, like, my sister and I, we used to, like, everybody's free, like, that was an anthem for everybody.
Wow, thank you so much.
Literally everybody. And like I said, I just never ever thought that I would be talking
in the flesh.
In the flesh, you know, to what? The woman who sang that song.
Oh my God. When I get, you know, told that, you know, I have a lot of people later on in my life saying, I never thought I'd speak to you. And this is amazing. Mm. It totally throws me. I feel
that's crazy.
Honestly, it totally throws me. I think, what?
Do you remember that day? Because I was talking to one of our producers, Abby, at Mighty Hoopla, about how people feel when they've made a song. You know, how did you feel? Do you remember that session?
I do. I got into the studio with the two guys called Tim and Nigel, who were known as the Band of Gypsies.
Right.
They loved my voice. They had songs for my voice at the time, and they said, "What do you want?" I said, "Look, I want to do uplifting, hardcore dance tracks that, you know, I don't even want to sit down when my songs come on."
Nice.
You know, and I want them to lift their hands up in the air and go, this is really positive.
Yeah.
And Nigel's like, look, I got this chorus, just going to the studio and sing it. And I started singing Everybody's Free to Feel Good and just making up, you know, you make up things. And it's like, that's the melody. Let's use that melody. And I just sung it over and over again. And we got the chorus. It's like, right, we got the chorus. Let me write the verses. Now, what do you want? I'm like, I told you, uplifting.
More positivity.
More positivity.
Pile it on.
Brothers and sisters, together we'll make it through. Mm-hmm. That says it all.
Brilliant.
Can I just say, Rosa, even positivity, that Will, our assistant producer, even before you came in on our screen, put you in next door, brackets, love her. That is what we were told.
That's so lovely.
That's how much we knew we were going to enter.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And did you envisage that it would be this big?
At the time, no, because, you know, when you're in the studio and I'm recording tracks, I just think majority of the tracks I record, I think they're good. But when it's out there in the open world, it's beyond your control.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you just hope for the best. And at the time, Born to Love You was released, and it became a sort of a club, sort of underground hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't do anything. It didn't cross over commercially. Then we released Faith in the Power of Love. Mm-hmm. That kind of went top 75. So we're not going anywhere, but I'm going, in the top 75.
We're onto something.
In the top 100,
positive.
So that's good.
Keep pushing positivity.
Yeah, keep
pushing. Pile on the positivity.
There you go. So, and then they released Are You Ready to Fly? And then that just went top 20.
Yeah.
And then they released Everybody's Free. And the rest is history.
Incredible. Amazing. Have you heard the Chasing Status and George the Poet version?
I have. I love it. I love it.
It's a really, really good version.
Very good. And the thing is, you know, Michael, there's so many mixes and different versions of Everybody's Free out there. And I think because of the song, it's helped keep the profile of Everybody's Free out there.
Yeah, it really
is.
And
I'm so grateful.
It's
I think that as far as songs, you know, that kind of evoke sort of good emotions go, like, that's up there with like Three Little Birds by Bob Marley.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, seriously,
that's
in the sort of canon
of positive songs.
That's it. Everything about the song has just got
that uplifting.
And you can kind of get it because I'm getting the same vibe just from being in the room.
So it's all authentic. You know what I mean?
You didn't
walk in and I thought,
she ain't living that life, she ain't about that positive life.
We met you in the green room and we knew that this is Rosala.
Thank you so that's just amazing. That's what I try, and you know, it's me, this is who I am. And you know what, you see what you get.
Were you a big clubber before you know, penning these big dance hits?
Well, yes and no, not really. I mean, I used to be a DJ. If that says anything,
yeah,
you know,
no, it says a lot.
I used to spin records in a nightclub in Zimbabwe, where I grew up, and used to play in bands and go around different venues, you know, doing other people's songs.
Yeah.
And obviously I always knew I wanted to be a singer and make this my lifetime career.
Yeah.
That was my ambition.
Oh, and has your kind of positive attitude always been this infectious as well? Did you ever have like naysayers and people who would talk shit and say you weren't
gonna... God, you always get them in life. You know, you always get miserable people who want to bring you down. And, you know, you just got to tell yourself, just keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember in Zimbabwe, I told some friends, I want to be an international artist. And I was about 21, 22 at the time. And one of them says, listen, you passed it. You're old. It's not going to happen.
What? How old was you?
I was 21. I was 20, 21. And it's over. You know, 23, go and get your walking stick. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think, wow, and some one of them told me there was this little small village in Zimbabwe. And they're like, listen, you know, you're of that age now. Just get married, have kids, and forget about it.
Damn.
You know, so I had that.
Yeah.
I had that. And funnily enough, it just lit that fire inside me.
I was going to say, yeah. Was there an element of defiance in your music?
Oh, yeah,
I know there's obviously a lot of celebration and there's lots of positivity.
Absolutely.
But is there an element of like...
Yeah, if you're going to tell me you can't do that, I'm going to show you.
Yeah.
Michael, I'm going to show you. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to
try my best. Because everybody's free to feel good.
Apart from the jacuzzi in Love Island.
It's true. You better be feeling good in that jacuzzi. Sharif, you better not be in that jacuzzi, bro.
Well, I mean, you're free to feel good for now, but we're going to have to talk about that later.
Yeah, right.
And now you're free to go. We should play, because you've got new music.
Yes.
Rosanna's back with new music.
Yes, I am.
So talk to us about that.
Well, I've always recorded material. I've never gone away. It's just, you know, like I say, it's hit and miss when you record and release material.
Mm.
It either happens or it just becomes a club dance track.
Yeah.
Turn on the Light is my new, brand new single. Mm-hmm. And that seems to be doing really well and getting picked up by, you know, independent radio stations, i.e. FUBA Radio.
Yes.
Come on.
And I'm so, so delighted. So, and there's an album to follow as well.
Brilliant. Where have you been recording the album? Is that
We're recording it everywhere. You know, there's I can't even remember. I think it's the Lemon Studios. I think if I got it wrong, forgive me. But yeah, we've been recording it wherever, you know, in small, you know, little studios, mm-hmm. and sending down what they call the vocal stems to producers and mixers to do mixes. Yeah. And Turn on the Light, apparently I was told we sent the vocal stems to a lady called Barbara Sobel. Mm-hmm. She owns her own production company in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent the vocal stems around to different producers.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me when a lot of them heard it's Rosella, she's a girl, or the lady who sang Everybody's Free to Feel Good.
Mm.
They dropped everything that they were doing.
Brilliant.
And they wanted to mix Turn on the Light. And we got back about 15 or 20 different mixes. Obviously, we couldn't release them. But wow. So we ended up choosing about six. And the one we decided to release commercially was the Mr. Root edit. That, you know, I thought that was really good. But they're all great. So hopefully there's something on this CD that... everybody will like.
Well, that's a brilliant introduction if ever there was one. So we should just get into the song right now.
Screaming at my name makes all the bad things seem like memory. As the people
That's Turn On The Light by the lovely, beautiful, talented Rosala, who joins us in the studio right now.
Thank you.
Never thought I'd be able to say that.
You see, Amazing. Shocking.
You see how life goes?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I used to live in a little bar in Hackney, and you know, I used to say, one day I'm going to be a radio presenter.
Wow. And, you see?
All my friends told me,
Do you believe in like the law of attraction? What you put out there,
absolutely,
you get back.
I 100%.
Believe that. Yeah, you know. What you put out there, you get back. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. So there you go.
Speaking things into existence,
exactly.
The universe
it
conspiring
happens.
To help
it happens.
You. I genuinely think it is. I think it's all built on energy.
I do.
And
I
the
do.
Energy that you put out, so shall be the energy that you get back.
Yep.
Speaking of energy, I hope you got some left over for a game.
Oh my gosh! Well, I'm very scared at this
point.
Don't
be. Well, before we do the game, I did promise we would do a little shout out to Jonathan this afternoon.
Oh,
one of your biggest fans, Rosala.
Jonathan Dahl. Well, I have to say, Jonathan, I love you, and you know, it's through Jonathan that this has all happened
it's
as well.
True, yeah.
Can I just say a little, you know, what Jonathan has been doing? We met about 4 or 5 years ago.
On my music video,
and he played the concierge, or I can't remember, and we've been firm friends ever.
Oh,
and
nice.
He's a fan, and when Turn On The Light came on, fast forward 4 or 5 years, he's been emailing every single radio station, and that's how you guys came about.
Right.
And I mean, you know what? High five to you, my darling. Thank you.
Mm. Big up, Jonathan.
He said he's listening now. It has emailed me, and loving that spit or swallow game, I was playing along. So there we go.
There you go.
So it's a game over. Now, but Rosala.
Not as weird as it sounds, by the way.
No, sorry.
Very worried.
We should clarify. It was the same song.
No context FUBAR games.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, so Rosala, since everybody's free, I'd like to celebrate the magic number 3, as De La Soul would say. I'm going to play you 3 songs, all of you. Yeah. Featuring the same guest artist.
Okay.
Three different songs, all featuring the same guest artist. Can you tell me which of these 3 is the magic song, as in the most YouTube views?
Okay.
Right. I'm not going to start with you.
I'm not on this on my own. We all together.
No.
You're going to be on your own, but I've got the jar of destiny.
I've got faith in you, Rosala.
All right.
I feel like one of you two go first, so we can see how this goes. Who wants to go first? Right.
Thank you. Release.
Let's see who you got.
I don't put my hand in the jar.
No, I don't trust it. I'm not trusting Fix. So starting with you, Michael Payne, and we are starting with this artist. It is Ludacris.
Luda. The street, but a freak in the bed. It's safe. Yeah.
So obviously when he was on Usher.
Oh, well.
Now, Fergie.
Okay.
Finally.
And now my heart is breaking, but I just
Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay, so 3 videos there, and we're looking at this is YouTube view. So it was Ludacris, it was on Usher's from 2004, Fergie's Glamorous from 2007, and Justin Bieber's Baby from 2010. Which has the highest YouTube views?
1,000,000% Justin Bieber's Baby.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Wasn't that
most viewed video on YouTube
Tell
at
me
one
how
point?
Many views do you think it had?
I think I was going to say 1,000,000,000, but that's talking shit. No, because I know Thingy went surpassed 1,000,000,000, didn't it?
The Korean
The K-pop guy.
What's
Sexy lady.
Gangnam Style.
That surpassed 1,000,000,000 views, didn't
he? He was the first one, I think, that had 1,000,000,000.
Right, okay.
So you're saying Bieber would be
700,000,000?
700,000,000. Anyone got any other thoughts on how much Bieber's video?
Babes. I'm going to say that's got 800 million.
I'd go about 900 million.
All incorrect. It was, in fact, 2.1 billion.
Jesus!
2.1 billion.
Fair.
But you do get a point there, Michael Payne. But that's crazy, right?
You threw me off in the Gangnam Style thing. I was like, maybe it didn't. But it's Bieber, isn't it?
Who surpasses 1,000,000,000?
A billion.
He was a YouTube sensation before he even got signed. So
we should
have known.
Okay.
Wow.
Who wants to go next?
Okay, me.
Rosala, you're up with Mr. Jay-Z. Right, Carrie, Heartbreaker, 1999. Pharrell, of course, from 2003.
Tough. Just frontin'. You know I want you, babe.
Beyonce, of course, Deja Vu, 2006. But which 3 is the magic number here. Which video had the most views?
I'd say Beyonce, number 3.
Do you want to have an estimate on how much? You're right, but do you want to have
a
guess?
Oh, good. At least I got something right.
Yes. How many would Beyonce
Goodness,
views have had?
I'd say about 50 million.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I'll give 50?
Give some points for anyone if they're close.
I'm going to go way higher and say... I'm going to go 100 million.
100 no, million? No. Marcel, what do you say?
Yeah, 100 million.
Beyonce, Deja Vu, views, how many?
I know that's wrong.
Oh, for Deja Vu?
Yeah.
That's like 400.
400 wow, million. It's 79 million, so no one...
I was closest!
But not close enough.
Actually, no, Rosala was closest.
Yeah, 50 million.
Well, no, I was closest then with 100.
No, it doesn't matter.
Because I was 21.
Not close enough, right.
Okay, not far off.
Who's up now? Marcel, you are up with... Where is he? Justin Timberlake. Snoop Dogg, Signs, 2005.
50. Hey, yo. Technology.
Right, from 2007. T.I., Dead and God, 2009.
Ooh, that's what are you saying?
One.
What
are you got
saying?
A tough one.
T.I. and Justin.
Do you think T.I. is the highest rated video? What would you say? What would you have said, Rosala? Snoop 50 or T.I.?
I'd go Snoop.
Okay, what would you have said, Mark?
I'd go 50.
You get a point for that because you are correct. And in fact, I'm giving you a point for that because you are correct.
Well done,
wait,
Michael.
No, wait, no.
Well
how, done.
How would have done that? Because
how does he get a point? Because why I won?
Because you were wrong. Because you were wrong.
So the point gets,
because Rosala got hers right and you got yours right and you got yours
so
wrong.
You
Marcel is not having this.
If Rosala gets hers wrong, I'll
you won
it
the first game, Marcel. Let me have some.
But this ain't how we play this game.
It is now.
Just give it to us.
Because I'm losing. All
right,
sweet.
Right, who hasn't been?
I'm going to stop playing games.
Who's back to? Who did we start with?
We started with
Marcel. You know I'm going to stop playing games, right, innit?
You know what
I'm
saying? No, you're not.
I know.
Who's back? Who's up now? Oh, it's you again, Michael Payne, right? Okay, moving on to. Where is she? Missy Elliott. I think I want you back. Right. Mel B, I want you back.
Keep him packed.
Who gets this wrong, Marcel? I'm going to ask you, and you can get a point here.
It gets put back out there.
One, two steps, yeah, that's. Or is it? Christina Aguilera, Car Wash, Big Tune.
Ooh.
All Big Tunes.
Got
to hurry you. What do you think it is?
I reckon it was probably Christina Aguilera.
Okay, Marcel, what do you think? Who do you think it is? Because that's not right. Who do you think it is?
You shouldn't have said that
Sierra.
Because now it's only out of two.
I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to
the
make
middle
it
one
smile. The middle one.
What's the
Rosala,
middle one?
What are you saying?
What was the
Mel B and Sierra.
Mel B and who, sorry?
Sierra.
Sierra.
I go Mel B.
Okay, well, you're saying the middle one. Sierra. Point for Marcel. It was Sierra.
Okay.
Oh. Time is always...
Oh, now he's going to smile.
I'll take that now.
How things change.
Who's going? It's Rosala, it's next.
All right.
I believe. Is that how it goes? Or was it you, Marcel?
Yeah.
Rosala. Okay, so you have got Danae. Drink up, smoke up, turn up. Mix up, rise up. This is Retch 3-2 Whistle from...
On the microphone.
Wow. So it's Juicy Mouth Sweet.
All right, Sharif.
I'm sorry.
Gigs. Or. Gets. Just go Retch, Gigs, or Gets. Who do you think?
I go. This one, number 3.
What would you say, Michael Payne? What would you say, Marcel?
I'd say Gigs.
Lingo, yeah, Gigs.
Yeah, points. Yeah. There you go. Point for Marcel. It was with, that has 8.6 million views of that
video.
Which means that finally, I don't know why I'm looking because it's on a bit of paper here, but I'm just fine who it is. That's you, isn't it, Marcel?
Isn't it me?
You just went.
You got your crystal wrong.
Let me be really quick here. It's Rihanna. Oof.
Baby.
Kanye.
All right.
Something wrong.
Or Drake, Take Care.
Ooh.
2011.
I'll take care of you.
Or is it this one?
Jay-Z.
Calvin.
It's
Calvin Harris.
Oh, yeah.
All day long.
I'd say this one.
That's on a playlist.
What are you saying? Because I've got to get your answer.
I'm saying Calvin Harris first.
Point for Marcel there. Which means at the end of the show, at the end of the game and the end of the show, Rosala, you did well. You got a point. You got one.
Well done.
Thank you.
And jointly, Michael and Marcel with 3.
Well done, guys.
Did he really get free?
I'm clapping really aggressively.
Are you sure he got free?
I need to leave before a fight starts between Michael and Marcel.
Exactly.
I'm just staring at Marcel.
I know the stares that are going on. Natalie's like, oh,
yeah,
well done,
energy.
Yeah, well done, bro. I love you, bro.
Yeah, well done, mate. Good on you. Good on you, Tony.
Oh my goodness. Oh, the pressure.
But I won the pressure. I won the day, though. I got two.
Exactly. So you're a winner, Marcel.
I love you, though. I love you, mate.
All right, we'll race.
Every week we have this.
Race up North Road.
I'm down.
It's a long road.
Okay, go.
We do have to go. Callum McSwiggins up next. We are back next week, 4 till 6. You done know.
Everybody's free to feel good. Everybody's free to feel good. Together we'll make it through. Someday a spirit will lift you and take you down. I know you've been hurting, but I'll be the waiting to be there for you. And I'll be there just helping you out whenever I can. Come, everybody's free.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.